Well, we want to continue our Christmas series that Pastor Jesse and I have been covering. And again, we've been talking about Christmas trees. You know, I've heard it said that Christmas is the most wonderful time of the year. In fact, I think I've heard that song. I'm sure everybody's heard that song. It was written in 1963 and recorded by Andy Williams. I don't know how many other people have recorded it since then, but the Andy Williams is kind of the gold standard. And it's become a very, very popular song. As far as Christmas songs go, it's number 14 on the Billboard All Top Time and number 6 on Spotify. So I would say that's pretty good for a song written that many years ago. So maybe there's something about the fact that Christmas is a wonderful time of the year. So why is that, though? Why is Christmas so wonderful? And probably if we ask different people, we get different answers. You know, a lot of people, Christmas reminds us what's important in life. And, you know, we get so busy sometimes that we forget. Christmas can, give us optimism and hope. You know, we're going through difficult situations, and we prayed for a lot of difficult situations this morning. But maybe again, Christmas is a time of hope for our coming out of those difficult situations. Christmas is often a time of joy and gladness. You know, we celebrate, we give gifts, and we have parties, and so it's a fun time of the year. Christmas can remind us, though, of what's most important. So what's most important? Well, Christmas parties, food, presents, well, lights and decorations. But really, Christmas should remind us of what? Yeah, the birth of Christ. So that's what Christmas should really, and there's nothing wrong with all these other things, but Christmas should be, first and foremost, about the birth of Christ. So we've been talking about trees. We've got some interesting trees up here. We've been comparing the Christmas tree, and we've been comparing another tree, the cross that Jesus hung on. And we saw in various places in the Bible that the word for the cross also could be translated tree. And in fact, in several different Bible translations, it says that Jesus hung on a tree. So we have two different trees. Brother Jesse talked last week about the tree of life, the tree of death. The cross, Satan thought it was going to be the tree of death and put an end to the ministry of Christ, but it turned out to be our tree of life. That's where our life eternal comes from, is that tree that he hung on, that cross. We talked a little bit about the connection between Christmas trees and the cross, and we've seen that Christmas and Easter are tied together. In fact, I kind of view them, you know, maybe as bookends to the ministry of Christ. So we have the birth of Christ, then we have his life, we have his ministry, and then we have the cross, which ended his ministry here on the earth, and then he ascended into heaven. So, you know, we see that there's really no separating them. I mean, I think in church we could debate, we could talk about, we could argue and say, you know, what's the most important? Obviously, the two big days in the church are Christmas and Easter. And I'm really hard-pressed to say, well, if one's a bigger day than the other, I don't know. I think Easter maybe gets a little more attention in church because maybe we're not so busy with everything else that we're doing at Christmas. But Christmas certainly gets a tremendous amount of attention in church. So which one's the most important? Which one's the biggest? And I guess we could debate. Maybe some people have opinions. I've thought about it and thought about it, and I've decided that they're equal. You know, we can't say one is a bigger day than the other. And I think the reason is, they're tied together. You can't separate them. You can't separate Christmas from Easter. And so this morning, I want to talk about first that we can't have the cross without the Christmas tree. So if we want to have Easter, we've got to have Christmas. If Christ had not been born, if he had not clothed himself in humanity, if he had not come down onto this earth in the human form, if he had not lived a life like us, like one of us, then he could not have died on the cross in our place. It was an absolute necessity that he had to be born so that he could take our place on the cross. Now, certainly Jesus could have just appeared. He was in heaven, always was, always will be. Amen. always existed. He could have just appeared here on earth. He could have taken on human form. But to be prepared to die for our sins, he was born as a human baby. And he did that for the purpose of going to the cross. And you know, we know the equation of life, right? The equation of life is pretty simple. You're born, you live for a while, and you die. That's what it comes down to, right? So birth, life, death. And then, of course, we can talk about what comes after that, because that's important also. If you're not born, you can't die. Death doesn't come except for birth. Now, Galatians 4, beginning in 4, says, when the right time came, God sent his son, born of a woman, subject to the law. Isn't that interesting? That one is, it happened at the right time. It wasn't a random time. Christmas did not occur. The birth of Christ didn't occur just randomly. But it was at the right time, the perfect time. I'm sure that I can't understand all the significance of everything involved with the exact time when Christ came. But I know it was the absolute perfect time. It was part of God's ultimate plan that began all the way back in the garden when Adam and Eve first sinned. And God said, I have a plan. I'm going to bring redemption to the world. And the birth of Jesus was a very important part of that plan. And so God, at exactly the right time, Christ was born. And it says that he was born of a woman subject to the law. So Christ was born just like we are. And we know that we are born subject to the law. What's the law? If you sin, you die. Sin brings death. Amen? And Jesus was born subject, even though he was God, he was born subject to that same law. If he sinned, he would suffer death. Amen? Because he was not only all God, he was also all human. And because of that, he was in a unique position to be the one to die for us. Verse 5 said, God sent him to buy freedom for us who were slaves to the law so that he could adopt us as his very own children. When we are born into this world, we are born subject to the law, and we are born slaves to the law. It controls us. It has power over us. And we don't have the ability to break free from that power of sin. But God sent Jesus so that he could break those chains of bondage and he could set us free. And verse 6 said, because we are his children, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, prompting us to call out, Abba, Father. And so it didn't just end with the death of Christ, but then we become, through Christ, we become one of the adopted children of God. Amen? But it doesn't stop there. When we become an adopted child of God, the Spirit of God dwells within us. Amen? We have the Holy Spirit living within us. And verse 7 says, now you are no longer a slave, but you are God's own child. And since you are his child, God has made you his heir. So the birth of Christ was necessary for God to carry out this plan that he had. Christ was born at the right time. It was a very dark time around the world, but it was the right time. He was with God. He was born of a woman, and he then became subject to the law that brings death, that he might bring life to us. So he was born to die. That was his purpose. He came. His life had a great purpose, and that was to die upon the cross. You know, there are a lot of people that were born to accomplish great things. And a few of them I can think of, Neil Armstrong would be, I would say he was somebody born to do something great. Everybody know who Neil Armstrong is, right? One small step for man, one giant leap for mankind. Some of us are old enough that we watched that on TV when it happened. Most amazing thing that I've probably ever witnessed to see the first man step out onto the surface of the moon. Amen? He was born for greatness, to accomplish something great. Today is, what do we say, the 120th anniversary of the first flight of the Wright brothers. The Wright brothers, well, that was pretty amazing accomplishment when they took their first flight 120 years ago. They were born to accomplish great things. Thomas Edison, another one I can think of, Thomas Edison, to list the great things that he accomplished in his life would take too long. I look around at the light bulbs right now, and every time I see a light bulb, I think of Thomas Edison and the greatness that he was born to, and all the other great inventions that he produced. He was born to do something great. Jonas Salk, another name of somebody born to do something great. Amen? And the list goes on and on and on. Jesus was born to do something great. He wasn't born to be the first man to walk on the moon. He wasn't born to be the first man to fly an airplane. He wasn't born to produce a great invention. He wasn't born to find the cure for polio. He was born with the purpose of dying on the cross. And that was the greatest thing that's ever happened in the history of the world. Born to die. But not just to give up his life, but to die for the sins of the world. I don't think there's been a greater accomplishment than what was accomplished when Christ died upon the cross. And if we look back, we see how much it's impacted history. We look at our calendar. We have B.C. and A.D., right? B.C., time before Christ. A.D. means the year of our Lord. Amen? We divide our calendar with his birth. Think about how different things would be if Christ had never been born. Well, our calendar would certainly look different, for sure. No doubt about that. But think about the influence that Christianity has had on the world. The United States as we know it would not exist. Might not exist at all, but certainly would not exist as we know it had it not been for Christianity. Look around at all the wonderful things that have been accomplished by the works of Christians. You ever notice how many hospitals started off by churches? Back before the big corporations took them over anyway, used to be hospitals were built and sponsored by churches. Think about how great of impact that's had on the lives of so many people because of the work of Christians. And we could go on and on and on with all the impact, all the change, how different the world would be today had Christ not been born. And I don't think we could say that's true of anybody else. So had Thomas Edison not been born, somebody else would have invented the light bulb. Had Neil Armstrong not been born, then Buzz Aldrin might have been the first man to step on to the moon. Somebody else would have done it. In each one of these cases, I believe, had this person who was born to accomplish great things, had they not been born, I think those things still would have been accomplished. But with Jesus, our sins would still be upon us had he not been born. We need Christmas because without the birth of Christ, he could not have died on the cross in our place. All right, the second thing I want to look at this morning is, though, that we can't have the Christmas tree without the cross. So it's obvious we can't have the cross if we don't have the Christmas tree. But I believe the reverse is absolutely true. Because the birth of Christ would not have mattered had he never died for our sins. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 13. For if there is no resurrection of the dead, then Christ has not been raised either. And if Christ has not been raised, then all of our preaching is useless and your faith is useless. And I can take this scripture and keep running it back a little bit. Amen? And so I say, had Christ not been raised, then our faith is useless. But if Christ had not died, then he couldn't have been resurrected. And if he hadn't have ever been born, then he could not have ever died. And so had Christ not been born, then our faith would be of absolute no value. It would have no hope. We would be doomed throughout all eternity. The very purpose of his birth was to die. 1 Timothy verse 1, or 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 15 says, this is a trustworthy saying, and everyone should accept it. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, and I am the worst of them all. But God had mercy on me so that Christ Jesus could use me as a prime example of his great patience with even the worst sinners. Then others will realize that they too can believe in him and receive eternal life. You see, we can't separate Christmas from Easter. I think, you know, we're almost compelled when we celebrate Christmas, we're almost compelled to celebrate Easter. When we celebrate Easter, we're almost compelled to have to celebrate the birth of Christ. Amen? Because those two are linked together and can never, ever, ever be separated. And then finally, I do want to mention this morning that the cross validates the Christmas tree. And so again, we have our three trees here. And I've mentioned this before, kind of the thought this plants in my mind is when I see the three here, the big and the two small, I think about Easter when you see the big cross and the two little crosses for the thieves on either side. But then I also like we have the tree here, and in the shadow of the tree is the cross. I mean, they're connected. There's no separating them at all. But it is the cross that validates the Christmas tree, because Christ was born with a purpose. He's always existed, but he came down from heaven and he subjected himself to the very same things that we deal with. He knows what we go through. Amen. He knows what it means to be human because he lived a life as a human. And yet his death provided a way out of our situation. He was born to die for the sins of the world. And had his death not been necessary, then neither would his birth. So therefore, Christmas and Easter, I believe, we can celebrate them together. Amen? We can't separate Christmas from Easter, nor can we separate the Christmas tree from the cross. Amen. Let's pray together.